We are learning Masechtas Makis Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting the new Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Nozer shayishoyse yayin kol hayoyim, ein chayiv ela achas. Nozer that was drinking, and Nozer we know is not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to be matama to mesim. And we have a Nozer here that was drinking wine the whole day, ein chayiv ela achas. He's only chayiv one for one lav, even though he took a bunch of drinks. He only got one warning. So then he's chayiv one. Amrle al tishta al tishta. But let's say if before every drink he got a warning that by the way it's a lav, you're not allowed to drink. V'ushayis chayiv kol achas v'achas chayiv malchus each one. The same thing by metame. Metame le meisim kol yom. Ain't chayiv alachas. Amrle al tatame v'metame chayiv kol achas v'achas chayiv in each one. And it's a shaila in the achronim, and it's really gemara. What happens if you're touching the mace the whole time, and I warn you, al-tatame, is chayiv in every single one or not? Or maybe because you're touching it right now, you're not being moist of any tumma. You have to pick up your hand and put it back down. That's moist of tumma. And the reason why it's moist of tumma is because while you're touching the mace, if someone touches you, they become a ava tumma. Mashenkin, if they touch you after your hand leaves the mace, it's only a rishon, so therefore touching it is moist of ayin. It's a Gemara and Nazir really. So, but in any case, Pashup Shad is that you picked up your hand and put it back down, and you have a warning for each one, you chayav at each one. Hoy megalea kol yoyim. Another halacha of Nazir is, you're not allowed to take your haircut for 30 days. Hoy megalea kol yoyim. In a chayav alachas, only chayav one. If you're taking a haircut the whole day, only chayav one. I'm allowed to galea, I can give you a warning for each one, for each few hairs. Boom, megalea, chayav kalachas, vachas. You chayav in each single one, each one, you chayav alav, because you have a new warning for each one. So that is by Nazir. He was wearing shatnas. He takes it off, puts it back on. It's clear, this is what you have to do. You chayiv on each one, because this man holds that you have to take it off and put it back on in order to be chayiv for Malkus. Now, the Mishnah ends off with a case that you could do one thing on top of Chaval and Beis, that you could do basically one mice of plowing and you chayiv for eight lavim. Yes, chayiv is telemecha. One person could go and this guy is a kohen actually, a nazir. We'll see. This one kohen who's a nazir could do one plow with his plow, and you know it will do a 5 minute job, and he's chayiv eight lavim. V'chayiv lo mashim shmoyin lavim. What's the case? Hachayirish b'shar v'chamor v'hem v'kadoshim. These are the first three lavim. First of all, is the iser of that you can't be plowed with a shor and chamor together, two animals together, you can't plow with them. So that's what he did. And not only that, they were mukadoshim, which means they were a bechar. Now the halacha is by a shor, a bechar shor. It says lo savoid bechar sharecha. For shalav, you're not allowed to work with the bechar sharecha. And the other animal is a chamor, which was a petah chamor, and really it's machlokes tanoim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that a petach hamor also has an isser of loy savoid. So the three lavim would be the lav of loy sachroish b'shar v'chamor yachtoi. That's number one. And number two and three is loy savoid b'v'char sharecha, and also loy savoid in the chamor. And according to the Manimah Ogs Rabbi Yehuda, there's no isser on the chamor. So we're talking about a b'char of a seh, a shar and a seh. And the lav of loy sachroish shar v'chamor yachtoi is going also on shar v'seh. So it'd be lav dafka chamor, it'd be a shor and a seh. The reason why I said chamor, because it's also not a pasuk. But it'd be going on a shor and a seh. Now, it can't be that, it's talking about, it was hektish, it was an oila, and you chayiv for that. It can't be that's the case, because it's not shayach to have on a, first of all, not shayach to have a chamor, an oila. In any case, here, that's why it had to be, talking about a case of mekudoshim, which we're saying means bechar. And it can't be Alts Me'ilah because there's no Me'ilah over here because there's no Me'ilah on a Bechar. Because it's like Kachem Kalam. Only until after the Zrika, after the Shechting, then the Murim and the Dom have Me'ilah. But on the Bechar, there's no Me'ilah. So the first three are the Sacharois, Bishar Bechamar, and the Bechar. Then there was a Kalayim, Bekarim. Talking about you were plowing Kalayim in the vineyard. Uve Shvius, it was Shemitah here. So that's very five. The Yomtev, was Yomtev, is six. The Kayim. He was in a basic forest, so 7 and 8 is Koyin Nazir. So what are the 8 again are? Then you have 2 for Bechar, it's 3. Kalayim Bekarim is 4. Shviz is 5. Yontav is 6. Koyin and Nazir is 8. You can be wearing Kalayim. Have a 9th one. Amar Loi, Eina Hashem. That's nothing to do with plowing, the wearing Kalayim. It has nothing to do with it. Amalem, Afanazir lo yehu Hashem. The Nazir and Kayin, which the Ravon says, Lav Dafka Nazir, Nazir Kayin also is lo yehu Hashem. What does it got to do with plowing? So what's Takap Shan, the Rabbanon, who say, Omer Loyan, they hold Nazir, yeah? So the Rav, the Bat Nura, says, Pshat is like this, that we're talking about the guy is a Nazir and a Kayin, and he's plowing something in the basic forest. So the only way to do it is to go into the basic forest, because you have to go with your plow. So there it is, one Maisa. Mashenkin Kalayim, you don't have to wear Kalayim. You can wear a regular suit. You don't have to wear Kalayim. So therefore, that's Enem and Hashem. Mashenkin, in the case of plowing, there's a case where it has to be together. When you want to plow a field on Yontif, and it's a basic forest, and he's Kayin and Nazir, so it's the only way to do it. And this is a case where it's all part of the same Maisa of the Eight Lavin. So I'll take Omar Abibi Omar Rav Yosi, Poshit V'Loivish, does it mean Poshit V'Loivish Mamish? You take off your coat that's Shatnez. It's said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Loivish Shatnez, and he gets warned, Al Tilbash, who Poshit V'Loivish, Chayiv Kalachas Achas. What does it mean, Poshit V'Loivish? Does it mean you take off your suit to put it back on? Or you fill a Machas Moitzi Beis Yad Unkelish Loiv? What means just take it off one sleeve and putting it back on? That's called putting it on and putting it, taking it off and putting it on. You have to take it off. If it's still on, that's not called a maisa. It has to be taken off and put back on. Ravash Yomar Oimer, he argues the whole thing. He says, you don't have to take it off. I feel like shock, the lifshot lilovashai. Ravashi says, when the Mishnah says you have to take it off, which means you have to wait enough time to take it off and on. What's the reason? Because he holds silbash shatness is also that you shouldn't stay lovish bikalaim. Part of the law of silbash shatness is you shouldn't stay dressed with kilaim. Now, the question is, I to lav shame by Maisa. How do you get malchus for that? I'm keeping my shatness jacket on. How is that considered lav shiesh by Maisa? It's lav shame by Maisa. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Mukhi Yosef, and the Toysa Shantz, and they both answer that since it started with the Maisa, and I keep it on, it's the beginning Maisa, it's called a lav shiesh by Maisa. That's what the Mukhi Yosef and the Toysa Shantz says. I'll redo the lotion of the Mukhi Yosef that he says, that the afal pisha ino isa maisa, the kimisha metchilo osa maisa, kshilavash va'ata shoya, kadei lifshoy v'lovosh, choshev maisa, kimisha hisubal kol shiya v'shiya. So to Gemara Vait, it says, yesh cherish telem omar, rav yanai, b'chabura nimnu v'gomru, we had a chabura, and we came out, that achoyfe b'kalayim loike, someone who covers the earth over kalayim, gets malchus because of zereya, because of planting. That's what Rav Yanai said. Omolam Rav Yechron, Lav Mishnah Seinu Uzu, isn't that a Mishnah? Says the Mishnah, Yesh Cheresh Tel Mechad, V'chayiv Lav Mishnah Shmoy Lav. What are they? Cheresh Mishnah V'chamar, V'hem Kedoshim, those are three. The Kalayim V'Karim. So it says you're plowing, and you're Chayiv Kalayim V'Karim. Did you ever think of this? What is Cheresh got to do with Kalayim V'Karim? Because you're Cheresh, you're going to be Kalayim V'Karim? Hai Cheresh V'chayiv Mishnah Kalayim, Hei Chamash Kachas Lo. What's the case? Lav, the Mechasi Ba'adei, the Ozel. You are covering with the plow, you're covering the earth over the seeds that are making kalayim. So you see, it's called zoreya to cover, to mechapa b'kalayim. Hachayfa b'kalayim, mechapa b'kalayim is called zoreya. Because what else is found in the Mishnah? So Rav Yanai loved it. If you didn't pick up that shard, I would never would have found this diamond. I never would have found this pearl, this diamond under it. You mamish found me a Mishnah. It says mamish like my halacha. So Amalei Rosh Lakish, Rav Yechon says, if not the Rav Yanai said that's such a great pshat, I don't think it's such a good raya. Amalei Rosh Lakish, Rav Yechon, if not the Rav Yanai, who's a Gavir Rabba, praised the pshat, Hava Amina, I would have said, Mastisim Moni, Rav Kivi, that means like this, really a choyfe bekalayim is not zereya. Which issa am I handling when I cover over with dirt? Which issa am I handling? I'm going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Doma Mekayim Kalayim Leiker. Rabbi Kiva holds that Mekayim, if you sustain the Kalayim and you don't take it out, you get Malchus. So here, by covering it, you're helping leaving the Kalayim there. It's not Zereya. It's a Mekayim. And then you're like, it's not a Raya. And Mekayim is a Machlaikis, if you like it or not. Now everyone agrees with Mekayim. It's a special drush, Rabbi Kiva says. So he says, maybe really Yachayfa B'Kalayim is not Zoreya. Why is a Mishnah Yachayfa B'Kalayim? Because it's being Mekayim. You're sustaining it. Now, it's sustaining it. It's only for Rabbi Kiva. My Rabbi Kiva, tell him to the Braisa. I'm a Nachesh V'Machapa B'Kalayim Loike. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Afa Mekayim. And the Gemara says in Mesechta Moed Katan that the way you read this Braisa is that Hamanachesh, that's pruning, that's Taka Chayiv al Zoreya. Menachesh Taka is Chayiv al Zoreya. But the case of mechapa b'klayim is loika only because Rabbi Akiva said afa mekayim. Rabbi Akiva holds mekayim is chayiv, therefore mechapa b'klayim is chayiv. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Actually, Tosfos on the Avdalah Amud Beis asks, l'chayra, mekayim klayim sounds like it means even if I just leave it there. It's a lav shem b'maisa, how do you get malchus? So Tosfos on the Avdalah Amud Beis answers that you did a maisa, you put a fence around it. Here also you did a maisa, being chayrish, that's why you chayiv malchus. But it's al mekayim, not zereya. My time of the Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason of Rabbi Akiva that holds Mekayim as Chayav? Every time you look the Brisa, so it says in the Pasuk, Eschukosai Teshmairu, Behemtecho Loisabia Kalayim, and Sadecho Loisizra Kalayim. And we dash the word Loisabia Kalayim Sadecho Loi, is we dash like this, Kalayim Sadecho Loi, to teach us that you can't be Mekayim. Time with the Brisa, Sadecho Loisizra Kalayim, mainly Loisareya, Mekayim and I, and Tamaloymar, Kalayim Sadecho really reads Behemtecho. Loi sarbia kalayim sodcha loi sizra kalayim. So the words kalayim sodcha loi teach us you can't have kalayim in the soda. So what we mechash over here is it's machlokes over here really is our mishnah being chayiv al zoreya kalayim or al mekayim kalayim. Now what I mean is it lekuli alma because zoreya everyone holds zoreya is chayiv. Shaz mechapa called zoreya not. Or is it al zoreya and mechapa covering over earth is called zoreya or it's called. Mekayim, which means only according to Rabbi Akiva. So we mechadish that according to Rabbi Yain, mechadish, our Mishnah is talking about Zereya. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yain are learning that our Mishnah is talking about Zereya. So the Gemara, Omle Ula L'Rav Nachman, if he's telling me it's called Zereya, so why, it says in the Mishnah, Chayav Yontif. Which is a Chayav Yontif? Al Chayrish. You're not a Chayrish Yontif. But now that we're saying that besides for the chayrish, you're also covering up a kalayim, making a zaria, you should be chayv a zaria also, v'lil kenamim shem zaria b'yomtiv, you should be chayv also al zaria an yomtiv, omalei, ton of a shayir. We left it out, the kalayim is really 9. Omalei, tonek, tonek, shemoyna, it's exactly 8. V'atamar, ton of a shayir, you're saying it's really 9? So, Rav, you're right, I'll tell you a teres. Yes, chilek melachas b'shabas, and chilek melachas b'yomtiv. That the answer is like this, that we know on Shabbos, if you do Beirer and Teichin and Bishul, you chayav for 3. On Yontif, if you do those 3 things together, you only chayav 1. Why? Because there's 2 pshatim in the Rivan. One pshat is, why by Shabbos you chayav for 3? Because it says, Havara lechalik yotzis. The Torah says, L'svar eish b'chom eshechem yom Shabbos. Why does it pick out this is on Shabbos? One man the other says, the reason is the mechalik every lav by itself, everyone gets its own carbon, its own chatas. But by Yontif, you don't have Havar Lav, it says. Therefore, it's all one lap. That's one chilik between Yontif and Shabbos. Another chilik is that even if you learn that you chayiv everyone, because the Pasuk says, Osa ma'achas ma'hena, that's dafka where someone's chayiv chatas. By Yontif, you do b'shoi g'nei chayiv chatas, because it's not a chayiv chorus there by Yontif. It's a chayiv lav, the Isser Malacha, and therefore there's no Pasuk that separates it. So it comes out, Taki, you are doing Zareya and Chayrish and Yontif, according to this Mandiyama. But you only chayiv one. Freitzach the Kasha, that it says Shvius also. Now, which is he doing on Shvius? Passage learned it was Chayrish. The Chayrish is there. It's two. Chayrish is a Reya. Zefrek Taisha Shantz asked this question. Taisha Shantz in the back that I have in my fancy Gemara, Oizvalde Gemara, the Maishi bought me, that it says over here, Vim Taimar, Vamai Eine Chayiv Meshum Beis Lavim Beshvius, Meshum Chayrish Beshvius, and Meshum Zereya Beshvius. You should have 2 on Shvius, Chayrish and Zereya. So it says, literally, the ain't chilik malachas, one tarot says. Another tarot says that the one on the Amway called knows there's no chiyav chayrish, there's no malchus for chayrish on Shvius, only for Zareah. In any case, that's what the Gemara is saying. Huh? Chayrish means plowing. Well,
yeah,
Mishnah
says chayrish.
Mishnah says chayrish, yeah, but of course you're doing chayrish, but that's why you're doing chayrish, why you're doing chayrish. But which is it being over? I mean, over the Issa lav of Zareah. Zot the Gemara, Vaita, Omalei, Adote, he says, they tell Rav, this is a good tarot, you're right. That the reason why I didn't say Zareah on Yontav is because there's no chilik b'lachas, so avad and yontav you're doing chayrish and zereya, but only chayav one lav. Eisvei Abaya has a cash in this. But ain't chilik b'lachas v'yomtiv. There's no chilik malachas on yontav. Basically, what Rav is saying is that if you do a bunch of different esura on yontav, only chayav one malchus. Is that true? V'atayin you learned in a brisa. And v'vashal gid b'cholav v'yomtiv. If you take a gid and osha and you cook it in milk, gid and osha is a piece of meat. You take gid and osha, and the chiddush is that gid and osha usually doesn't have much taste, but we're saying it does have taste. And there is a chi of eating it. Now, of eating it even with other things. So, mevashel gid b'cholav b'yomtiv. You cooked a gid hanasha with cholav on yomtiv. Va'ochel when you ate it. You like a chomish. You get 5 lavim. What are the 5 lavim? The Brayis tells you. First of all, you have makos because it's a get an asher. But loy comes from a vassal b'yamtiv. If you're cooking b'yamtiv for a tzarek, and I'll cook b'yamtiv for no reason. If you cook b'yamtiv for a goy, for example, you chayiv makos. You can't cook for no reason. You got to cook only for what you need. And you, this is obviously cooking for no reason because you can't eat get an asher. So vassal b'yamtiv for a tzarek, a second lap. But loy comes from a vassal gid b'chalav. It's an isser. Loy is a vassal gidi b'chalav imoy. You're not allowed to cook b'yamtiv for chalav. Even if you don't eat it. It's a cooking. So you chayiv another isser because cooking b'yamtiv for chalav. But loy comes from oichel b'yamtiv for chalav. That's number four. But like on top of Chavez and Al Mishma Avara, when you make the bishul, you have to make a fire and cook. So there's two parts of the cooking, Avara and bishul. So you chayiv at five. Right there is the question. Talk about yontiv. You chayiv for two lavim yontiv, bishul and Avara. Lachar ein chilek b'lachas v'yontiv. The top of Chavez and Al Mishma Mishma Avara lemechayiv. The chayiv lemishum bishuloi. And you're not chayiv. There's no chilek malachas on yontiv. And for the Gemara. You know what the case is? That you take out Avara and you put in Gidon Nosha Shal Nevela. And therefore you have a third lav for eating it. One lav is eating Gidon Nosha. Another lav is because you're eating, one is eating Gidon Nosha, one is eating Basav Achalav. And like we spoke out, that we hold Yesh Begidim Nosha Tam, that it has taste and therefore it has Basav Achalav. And number three, it's a Gid Shal Nevela. Was it Nevela also? That's your third one. And taking out Avara Taka. The fifth lav is this. He says that the way it works is there's two for the achila and three for the bishul. The three for the bishul were havara, bishul, and bishul. Bishul on yontav and bishul on basav chalav. Now we're saying the havara is out and it's not an achila. So it's really three achila and two on bishul. It doesn't stem. He says three on bishul and two on achila. You're right. So we have to change something else. Apek havara, because it can't be yontav. Vayel atzi hashera. Used Avodazara wood, Atzei Asherah, from Asherah tree, use that wood to make this fire. V'azeros v'ocher, there's a lav on that. You're not allowed to have ano, you're not allowed to use Atzei Asherah. Amalei, Rav Acha, the Rav of the Rav Ashi, if you're using already Atzei Asherah, you have a sixth lav. Which means, you're not allowed to have ano also for Avodazara. It doesn't mean literally don't bring it to your house. It means the Rishonim say, it means you can have ano from it. So, El Kharif, you talk about Atzei Asherah, it'll be a sixth lab. El Hakamayaskin, and Gunja Bishlu, but Atzei Hektish. You used Atzei Hektish to make the fire. Vazirosim Ahocha, Vazirayim Tisham Beish, you burn Asherah tree, like Sasum Kin Lashon Kechem, don't do it Lashon Kechem. You're not allowed to burn Hektish. So, therefore, you can't use it for Bishl. So, those are the five lavim. The three lavim that are non Achila lavim are, first of all, Yuma Vasha and Yontif. Second of all, Vashel Basav Achalav. And third of all, not Avaru, because Avaru is a Yontav, and you can't have another Issa Yontav. The third one is, you're burning Atzei Hektish. And that's the Azara of Lensasun Kein, Lashem Elikechem.